Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is there anything to be said for, you know, that the running back position, you don't necessarily need a bell cow or a big name?
You know, you would if you had an Adrian Peterson in his prime, or if you had a Zeke, or if you had a Saquon Barkley, then you have the bell cow and you use that person accordingly, okay? But John Lynch has put together a stable of running backs. You've heard that term too. And you mentioned the guys that they're missing with Tevin Coleman and Jerick McKinnon, but Mostert and Breida, and then all of a sudden Jeff Wilson Jr. shows up, and they've got more backs than anybody, it seems. And they're using them wisely. They're trying to keep them healthy. This is a good way of doing it. They share the load. They're both productive. They're all productive in the run game and the pass game. They catch the ball. They'll block. And you can stay healthy that way because you don't wear them down not only in games, but you don't wear them down in practice too. And so I think they're in good shape with that running back crew, even without Tevin Coleman and McKinnon.
Mooch, we're 2 hours into our show. We have not heard Nick Mullins' name at all last week. Believe it or not, callers were texting in and saying that, you know, does he deserve a shot? What did you make of Jimmy Garoppolo's performance yesterday? Because I thought he did real well.
Nick Mullins, I love Nick, but he's gonna back up Jimmy, and that's it. And so Jimmy G, man. I mean, you know, we've been talking about this for a couple of years now. When he's healthy, he can make all the throws. He can do all the things with his arm and his legs and his head. And so it's just a matter of him showing up and playing 16 games. But I thought he did a nice job with his play-action passes. I thought he moved around in the pocket well. He escaped when he should. He was very efficient. He just threw the one pick, but three touchdowns. But like I said earlier, what had helped him was that great running game. Because if you just have to throw the ball, man, that defensive line gets in a track stance and just meet you at the quarterback kind of thing. But they keep people off balance with the pass rush by moving him around and mixing up the game. Jimmy Garoppolo is very good. We all know that. Let's just keep developing that receiving core, and we're in good shape.
Steve Mariucci here on 95.7 again with BS&G. Mucci, I know before the season you said your dark horse team was the 49ers, especially in the NFC. And when you did say that, believe it or not, Mucci, and you look around the NFC after yesterday, Drew Brees is out for 6 weeks. The Eagles are beat up. Other than the Cowboys, I mean, I know the Packers are 2-0. They're playing better defensively. Let's see what happens offensively with them. But it looks like things are opening up for the 49ers in NFC. Are they allowed to dream big? Are the fan base allowed to dream big when you look at the schedule? And, oh, by the way, Pittsburgh's coming into town. They're 0-2, and they're going to be without Ben Roethlisberger. Niners have a legit shot to go 3-0 before the bye week. And then all of a sudden, I mean, are we allowed to dream big out here in San Francisco?
No, you got to dream big, and you're right, because in the AFC, it seems like there's a two-horse race with Kansas City and the Patriots, right? But you mentioned the NFC, man. It's up for grabs. Dallas looks like they're really healthy, and they're going to be deep with their – they got a heck of a roster, too. Maybe this 49er-Dallas-Cowboy rivalry will kick up again because these are two good young teams. Seattle is still, you know, if they don't have Russell Wilson, man, they're not the same kind of team. But it's a good sign with Jadeveon Clowney. But the Rams are good, but are they great? I don't know about that. And so and you mentioned the Eagles. What a game that was last night with the Falcons. Those two teams go down to the wire every single time they play. I like the Falcons, but they're not that great on defense. The Packers are better than we expected, especially on defense. And the Bears are great on defense, but their offense is very pedestrian. The Vikings offense, same thing, great defense and just an average offense. So, dream big, 49er faithful, because your schedule, your health, who's coming up, your opponents, you know, some of them have some struggles and concerns. So let's just keep our fingers crossed in terms of the health of this football team.
Yeah, Steve, last one here. You said the receiving core needs to continue to improve. I'm wondering, they don't have a legitimate number one, but when you have a quarterback like Jimmy Garoppolo, who's, I mean, I know he's 28, but he hasn't played a lot of NFL games. Can there almost be a silver lining not having kind of a big boy receiver because you won't feel the tug of maybe trying to go to him too much?
Yeah. You know, there is something to that. You know, I coached a young quarterback named Favre, and we had a real strong personality named Sterling Sharp. And I remember one day in practice, Sterling said to Brett, "Hey, you know what the progression is on this play? Favre, 84, 84, and 84. And what he means is throw me the ball, right? And so you're right, wow. You don't have that kind of guy. Their number one is George Kittle, and he's as good as they get. He's in the discussion with Kelsey and Ertz and all these tight ends, was Gronk, but with the best in the league. But, you know, Marquise Goodwin's got to come around and keep getting better. He scored a touchdown. Deebo Samuel's going to be a very promising young receiver. Heard, you know, these guys are going to be, they're trying to find that number one. Are you playing with a bunch of number twos? That's okay. You share the wealth. You make them a little bit more diversified and less predictable. So, you know, that's just how the team is built. You know, maybe next year they go out and find a draft a guy real high, a big, tall guy. DK Metcalf kind of a guy, well, whoever that is, but they're more than adequate, and I like the way they'll have to share the load.
Steve, thank you so much as always for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Okay, guys, and one other thing, you know, I got all the listeners in the Bay Area here. I hope we all remember a guy named John Ralston. Okay,
yeah, San Jose State. Yeah,
yeah, Stanford, yeah, yeah, more than San Jose State, man. This guy was at Cal as a player and a coach, and Stanford, two Rose Bowls, and Bronco, great man, and he passed away at 92, and keep him in your prayers today.
Thank you for mentioning that, Steve.
You bet.
All right, have a good week. Steve Mariucci, former NFL head coach, NFL Network analyst, brought to you by Gelati Construction, celebrating over 100 years of teamwork solutions and excellence. Steve Mariucci.
Yeah, Bonte, he said that
it's time to dream.
Yeah, the fans can dream, but I'm sure Shanny's not telling that to the players, right?
Of course not.
Yeah.
It's what, that the players can't dream?
Yeah, it's Operation Pittsburgh.
What, are you crazy?
Yeah, come tomorrow, enjoy it. What's the old saying? You enjoy it, and then when we get back to the facility
doesn't
on
mean
Tuesday.
You can't dream. We're talking semantics.
Well, you're not going to get up into the front room and say, "Hey, guys, I'm dreaming of going 14-2. You kinda,
why not?
You got to keep it in check.
You don't think on that flight home?
Oh, absolutely not. You shoot for the moon now. You kidding me?
Get greedy.
Everything's changed.
Get
at this
greedy.
Point.
But you talk about Pittsburgh and Pittsburgh only.
Goalposts change.
I think they're good enough to overlook Pittsburgh.
No.
Yeah,
stop.
No.
Yeah. No. Baldy got me thinking about that defense.
No, that defense is, the defense
I'm
is good.
Out
they,
there.
Look, that was a very good game with Seattle yesterday. Anybody's ball game. And they did it with Mason Rudolph. We don't have enough film on Mason Rudolph. Who's Mason Rudolph? I haven't watched him play quarterback since Oklahoma State. So, look, they got a good front seven.
Niners are going to leave his nose red.
Juju Smith-Schuster's still out there.
Niners are going to what?
Bloody him up.
Rudolph's nose red.
I see what he did there.
Yeah. You see what he did there?
I tried to just keep it going. I tried to just keep it going, Stoddy.
I thought I got it through
the cracks. I'm sorry, man. I wasn't good.
Stoddy's alarm went off.
You actually heard him.
I heard him say that. And I was just like, I just had to ignore it.
Honestly, I don't think Bonte got it. It didn't register as quick as it did.
No. I heard the red nose. I heard her. I was like, bloody him on me.
Who would be a guru?
I don't even know where I was going there. Dream big, everybody. Dream big. That's where I was going.
Of course. And I wonder, too, you know how players come into a season and they always are optimistic, but there's something when you win your first two games or you start having success, I think you just get to another level. I mean, the 49ers, let's put it this way. Let's assume Roethlisberger wasn't hurt and the Steelers were 1-1. It's a good chance the Steelers come in here and it's kind of a pick 'em game.
No doubt.
Without Roethlisberger and with a 2-0 start in your back pocket, the 49ers have to be thinking, if we do what we did last week, we can handle this team. The only problem is sometimes teams that haven't had a lot of success, they don't know how to handle success. Yep. So they'll come home and maybe have a letdown against the Steelers. But
Early line is minus -7, Kyle just told us. Niners minus -7.
I saw 6.5, so it's already going up a half point.
Oh man.
It's a trap game. You want to prove you can stand prosperity. That's just what this is.
And again, on the other side, just look at it from the Pittsburgh angle. They're going to be desperate.
This is a playoff mode.
This is a must-win for the Steelers. If they go to 0-3, all of a sudden you're still two and a half behind
all the numbers of teams that haven't made it to the playoffs, Monte.
Mike Tomlin's job.
Can we get those numbers? You know how they always have those numbers. Oh, yeah. Teams that start 1-0 have a this much percentage chance. What's the percentage chance that teams go to the playoffs after going 2-0? And then I wonder what it is after 3-0.
It's got to be, yeah.
And then, of course, 0-2 and 0-3. I'm asking you guys to do a lot, but it's because I respect you, and I know you can get it done back there.
Like, Niners have a 61% chance now making the playoffs.
No, see that? You hear that?
61?
I think it was 61. I think I saw it, but I was a little...
What will one more win do to that? 78, 84. Man, I love numbers.
Hater proof's in San Francisco. What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, look, I understand Niner fans being excited, having seen, they haven't won, a couple games in a row and I don't know how long. So, I get the excitement, but, man, let's be real. Look, a couple of the texters said it, man. They played, this is a case of the quadruple Bs, beating Bootsy, Bucks, and Bengals. Come on, man, I want to see how they respond to an actual contender.
Who's Bootsy?
Like, Green Bay, Minnesota, Bootsy. Dallas.
What's Bootsy?
Bootsy's whack, Steiny.
Yeah, man.
It means it's whack. They're whack.
Thank you.
Man, I get the excitement, man. Y'all won a few games in a row, but come on, man. Let's hater. Slow down a little bit.
Hater.
I haven't played anyone with...
Stay in the moment, hater.
Hater. How about this? Dude, they were 0-8 on the road last year.
Damn.
Just being 2-0, that's house money, right?
No, I get it, of course, man. Like I said, you guys haven't won a few games in a long time. But man, you all are talking about 7-1 and 14-2.
No, that's callers. Those are callers. Come on,
hater.
Not
proof.
Us.
I'm gonna take the proof off your name, hater.
How'd you do week, hater? Did you win?
He must have took the Bengals.
No, just being realistic. Just keeping it real.
No. I mean, in our BSG fantasy league. Oh, that's right. That's right. You're not in that, are you?
I am in.
Yeah, I thought so.
What are you 0-2 hater proof?
Nah, 1-1. And all the reason why is because you had that New England defense this week, Bonte.
Oh, I smoked you. Okay, that's you had that one coming.
40 points from New England. Come on, man.
Just thank me for drafting them. All right, give me credit for drafting them.
Thanks, hater. Appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you again. I told you, I saw him.
No, hater-proof, man.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago outside of Friedman's appliance.
He's not hater-proof today.
What's that?
You throw one back with him?
No, he was in his car. Driving by in a parking lot, and I heard Steinmetz. And I looked, and I didn't know who he was. And he's like, hater proof.
I beat Bonte twice in two fantasy leagues.
And then I told hater proof better get to studying.
Yeah.
Yeah, Guru's got me in two different leagues. He's won.
I thought you'd like that fun fact.
I can't believe I lost to him. I went against Mahomes 1 week and Sammy Watkins the next. It's all good. I'll get him back. Yeah.
You know what's funny is you can look at things so many different ways. I mean, the Steelers are 0-2, maybe – just what they need is a different quarterback who tries to get them off on the right foot or tries to turn this thing around.
I don't like that they're this desperate, Bonte. You and I are done. That's what scares me about them. They can get after the quarterback, Snotty, but if they drop this game, it's got to be – they're going Tupac right now, us against the world. We don't have our quarterback. People are counting us for dead. The Niners are hot. This is a big trap game for this team, man. They go 3-0. Come on. What do you do next?
Try to win the fourth game? What are your options?
You keep dreaming as you guys have.
Well, you said we're not allowed to dream.
No, but then you told me you would. So I was dreaming.
I've already looked ahead to picks. I know we were talking about Cincinnati. I haven't moved on from Cincinnati.
You're going to have a bye.
But as soon as that game was over yesterday, I have a bad habit of just looking ahead. All right, what's next? What's next? And the Pittsburgh Steelers are next. And then I'm looking after that. Okay, they have 15 days to get ready for the Cleveland Browns. Oh, then you play the Rams. Then you play Washington. Then you play Carolina. Like, this schedule is shaking up. All right, we got percentages here, Steiny. Percentages. Okay.
You got to have a college degree to read this.
This may take the break.
Baffles in my thing.
You look like, what the hell is that?
Okay, so if you start, I got it.
It looks like
so if you start 1-0, You have a 53%, 54% chance.
These graphics look like they came from the old school Apple computers.
If you start 2-0, 63%.
Okay, all right.
3-0 is 75. 4-0 is 83. If you start 5-0, 91% of the teams make the playoffs. Should we go higher? Let's go higher.
Go higher.
6-0, 94. And if the 49ers start 7-0, they will be among teams that always go to the playoffs. There's never been a team that started 7-0 that hasn't made the playoffs.
And tell me if I'm right. If the Steelers go 0-3, they got a 2% chance to go to the playoffs.
That's correct.
Am I reading?
I like this graph. I love this, actually.
I'm going to keep this with me.
I'm going to keep
this
with
me.
All right. James Conner also banged up. Yeah, they're missing
that.
For the Steelers?
In the NFL, dudes dropping like flies.
Well, it's the NFL.
I wish I could turn like Madden. You could turn the injuries off. You ain't got to worry about it.
Like some damn mosquitoes.
Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. He wants to talk about the Niners' start. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, guys. You know, several weeks ago I said the Niners will be in the playoffs, possible competing for a Super Bowl. And, you know, starting off 2-0 on the road like that, come on now, that's great. And then, you know, Big Ben being injured, you know, James Conner, Drew Brees, you know, you don't hope for injuries. But, you know, just like teams took advantage of the Warriors' injuries, Klay Thompson and Kevin Durant, you know, Big Ben and Conner, they're like the Klay and Durant of their team. So I guess the Niners are going to be Toronto Raptors-esque, at least for this week. So at the end of the day, Kyle Shanahan, he's proven that he's one of the best play callers, you know, in the league, top three. You know, Jimmy G, you know, I don't want to hear nothing, no critics about him. I don't want to hear, oh, they rested their stars. I don't want to hear, oh, well, he won, but his stats weren't good. Like we always hear, you know, bad stuff at the bottom. So he proved on the road, he didn't play good games. So I like what this team is looking like, y'all. So go Niners. We're going to be 3-0. I'm guaranteeing that.
You are? Lock it?
That game. Oh, yeah.
All right, lock it up.
Wow.
Antonio says 3-0. Antonio's he's always been a pretty solid prognosticator, if I'm not mistaken. That's Antonio.
I didn't remember him saying that he said the Niners were going to make the playoffs. We're going to get a lot of calls
I believe him.
I haven't seen on the text line people saying, oh, I told you guys they're going to be 4-0. Really? Person told me they're going to be 4-0.
We will remember.
We were praying that they got out of Cincinnati
Antonio, but Snotty, you're giving them the benefit of the doubt. I'll let them go.
A win is a win, says the 415. There's nothing wrong with being excited, but soon they'll play a competent team. Are the Steelers that competent team without Roethlisberger?
That's where we're going now with the 49ers. They haven't played anybody.
Yeah, I'm not.
Now we're moving the goalpost. I mean, come on, man. Let's go. They played a professional football team in Tampa Bay and Cincinnati.
Cincinnati was this surprise. Come on, man.
Not playing that game. If that's the case, you can say New England beat up on Pittsburgh and Miami.
Exactly.
What about Miami? We won't get. What was it? 43-0
teams.
Jesus.
That was your liquidate all assets game, I believe.
Yeah, it was.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wasn't there another game you liquidated all assets?
Dallas.
No, there was another game.
Well, I'll take the win. No, they won. They must have. It was the Niners.
Dolphins have been outscored 102-10.
I'm sure whatever you need's on the Dolphins, I'm sure they'll have a price.
49ers start 2-0. Is it time to get excited? Of course. Of course it is. They're 2-0. Haven't started 3-0 since 98.
1998.
Wow. Damn!
T.O. Wow. J.J. Stokes, Jerry Rice.
That puts it in
Garrison Hurst.
Remember that run against the Colts?
Jets.
Same division.
He probably had a carry against the Colts at one point in his career.
He did.
At home.
He got 4 yards. Guru remembered the play.
Right. He took it to the house now.
The 98-yarder.
All righty. When we come back, we've got Roger Craig. He is possibly going to be inducted into the NFL Hall of Fame. He's also going to talk to us about the 49ers. Roger Craig coming up at 1:00. But first, let's head over to Elena and find out what's going on. 95.7 The Game. I got it right.
Thanks, Danny. What's happening on the game brought to you by Ticket Crushers. 49ers heading home 2-0 on the season after crushing the Bengals 41-17 in Cincinnati. Jerry Rice, who joins Joe Lo and Dibs every Monday morning, is starting to feel something special with this 49ers team.
I don't want to jump the gun, but man, I'm starting to feel it a little bit. You know, I feel like these guys are looking really, really like contenders.
Listen to the full interview on demand at 957thegame.com or on the go using the radio.com app, where you can also listen live to your favorite 957 The Game shows. Former 49ers running back Roger Craig joins Bonte, Stani, and Guru at 1 o'clock to talk about the Niners running game. Michael Irvin wraps up week 2 with Damon Ratto and Kolsky at 4:30. Sponsored by Ticket Crushers. Got a ticket, suspended license, DUI, don't pay. Let the attorneys at Ticket Crushers go to court for you and crush that ticket for as little as $149. Ticket Crushers knows how to win. Call 866-TICKET-HELP. That's 866-TICKET-HELP for a free consultation. I'm Elena Matsourakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Stani, and Guru on Monster Monday.
Every night I look in the mirror. Something like that? Dream On or Dream Weaver? It's one of the two. Dream On. Yeah, we're allowed to dream. We're allowed to dream. Welcome back. Hey, get 5 years free financing on any Tacori purchase at Barron's through October 15th on approved credit. See Barron's in Dublin or online at barronsjewelers.com. You guys know what a montage is, right?
Yeah.
So I was watching TV and they put together a montage on all the touchdown calls.
Montage? That's how you say it?
Or compilation.
Montage. Yeah. Where they just montage.
Yeah.
So, never heard it like that.
Listen.
Wow.
Sounds elegant.
I don't want to tell people how to do their jobs, but if your touchdown call, all right, takes longer than it does to do your taxes, you got to get a new touchdown call.
You don't like the long ones?
I'm just saying. I mean, if your touchdown call is over 14 seconds long,
you're out.
You got to shorten it.
I'm done.
That's all I'm saying.
And how about
I
this?
I love KD.
Come on.
Somebody coming at me.
Uh-oh.
Guru, Colts and Jets are not in the same division. In 1998, they were. Look it up.
Yeah, see, that's what you shouldn't do. Because you're letting one person,
it didn't bother me.
No, it obviously did because you responded.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to fact check.
But that's the point. You did. That's a repeat. We were talking about 1998. He's wrong. So don't.
Yeah.
Like, why did you have to say, hey, no, I
was
wouldn't
have
right.
known they were wrong until right
well,
now.
Can't, but now.
That's the beauty of
now,
it. My raid.
Now, 700,000 people have heard something they didn't need to hear and is gratuitous
okay, gotcha,
and is taken away from
I'll
good
apologize
content.
To them. All right. I apologize.
let's go to Lucky in San Francisco real quick. What's up, Luck?
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Lucky?
Oh, I just wanted to sing a song real quick for you. You know?
Right.
We are the 49ers. We coming back, fellas. We coming back.
Wow.
Come on, Lucky. That's not much of a song. You got another verse for us?
Come on, give us something to be excited about, Lucky.
On the move. That's all I got for you.
That's all you got for us?
I tell you what, Lucky, if they go 3-0, you got to call next Monday with another verse to your song. How's that?
Okay, you got it.
Cool, Lucky. Thanks. Appreciate the call. Let's play a little Gold or Fool's Gold. I kind of like this game.
It's growing on me.
We just make a statement, and is it gold or is it Fool's Gold? Here you go. You ready? Gold or Fool's Gold? Jimmy G is back. I'm going to say gold. I'm going to say gold. 49ers have the third best offense right now in the NFL, or third in point differential. Jimmy's a man.
I'm going to use trendy. I'm going to say gold. How can I say otherwise after that performance yesterday?
Well,
three touchdowns, one
it would be sticking to your convictions and saying one game doesn't change my mind.
No,
but I guess it does.
It's been 8 quarters. Okay. As the quarters continue and more time. Yesterday, he won.
I need one more game like yesterday. I'm going to say fool's gold. But I like the progression. I like the first down run. I like what Shanahan did after Jimmy Garoppolo threw the interception.
What did he see?
Well, I don't know what he saw. Five black shirts, and he just tried to make something happen. He got desperate on second and 20. Shanahan, in next possession, took the game out of his hands, ran the football to let Jimmy G know, hey, you don't have to do everything. Fool's goal, but we're getting better. It's almost goal, Steiny.
Let's say hypothetically, what's he got? He's got four, Jimmy Garoppolo has four touchdown passes, two interceptions. That projects out to 32 touchdowns, 16 interceptions. Do you take that right
all
now?
All day. I take it. I think you have to take it.
I'd like to see less than – I'd like to see a better than 2-1 touchdown, right. But I think I would take that too. Yeah. Let's go to Manny. Manny's in Union City. What's up, Manny?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just want to say something real quick to all the haters who are saying pump your brakes, slow down. I just want to say – we're 2-0. It means something in a 16-game season, right?
Yeah.
This is not no NBA. You know, this is 16 games. If 2-0, it means a lot. So we're not going to pump the brakes. We're going to keep going, you know, and we're going to ride it out to see how it goes. Well, the Niners won this game nice and legit. They put themselves to win. They did not win just because the other team missed a field goal because they missed the ball or whatever. They put themselves to win those two games, and that's what they did. That's all I
got to
say.
Thanks, 2-0. Teams that start 2-0, 63% of the teams that start 2-0 end up making the postseason. All right, round two of gold or fool's gold. 49ers have the NFL's best backfield.
I'm going to say fool's gold.
Fool's gold.
Yeah.
It's a very good backfield, but, you know, anytime you have a backfield with Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, Their backfield's a little bit better, but Niners' backfield's nothing to sneeze at, just not the best backfield, Snidey.
I'm going to say fool's gold, too, but I'll tell you what would make me say gold is if the sentence were the 49ers have the deepest backfield in the NFL. Maybe that's the one that gets you gold.
Yeah, because you can't get the best backfield through two games, as electric as they've been.
Right.
You know, Barkley and the Elliots, they've done it, but... you talk about deep. I'm trying to think of another tandem out there. Ezekiel Elliott doesn't have a partner. I mean, he's got a rookie. I'm thinking of Saquon Barkley.
Yeah,
so you might be onto something, Stoney, regard to the Rams got something going with but Gurley is he's regressing. He ain't progressing. Yeah.
Let's go to Ed. Ed's in Pittsburgh. What's up, Ed? I take it Pittsburgh, California, not Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, correct?
That's correct.
All right. What's up, Ed? How are you, man?
How you doing, fellas?
Doing well.
Hey, I'm kind of with the last caller, man. I think we got a bunch of haters out there, and we got to just scrub them away. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, here's the deal, man. All right? Anytime you have a team to go on the road and go 2-0 and dominate the way you dominate on offense and defense, that has to give you a sign that this is a team on a trajectory to make the playoffs, okay? My thing is like this. You played in Tampa Bay. Everyone said, hey, look, Tampa Bay, it's hot there and everything, and we showed up and showed out. Right. Everyone talked about Cincinnati, how Cincinnati, you know, they hung with the Seahawks, and they did pretty well up there in Seattle, and we come and we wax,
right?
Okay. Well, my whole thing is, look, stop all the hating. Call it how it is. Jimmy G is actually legit. If back in Tampa,
Ed,
he would have thrown.
Ed, thanks for the call. I am cutting you off because we possibly have a future NFL Hall of Famer on hold. Roger Craig, former 49er. Running back, joining us a little bit early. He's a busy man. He had a meeting at 1 o'clock. And so he's doing us a big favor and calling in early. Roger, how are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. It was such a great game, like my man said on the radio, man. You have great leaders, though. You know, Lynch, you know, he won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. So he understands what it takes to build a culture. And Shanahan's father won 3 Super Bowls. So we got the right guys who's leading the team, and we got a great leader with Jimmy G. Should he play with Tom Brady and won 2 Super Bowls there? You know, so when you have that kind of, and then I forgot about the defense, Richard Sherman, he won one. So, I mean, there's so much leadership on that team that these guys understand that when they step on that field, That they're going to be starving for their legacy, not hungry. That, you know, when you're hungry, you get three meals a day. You know, when you're starving, you don't know when you get your meal. And these guys are playing like they're starving. I love that. I love what I saw yesterday, and especially with the running game. You know, over 240 yards. Matt Breida had 121. And then Raheem Moe had 83. You know, a total of offense, 572 yards. That reminded me of our
season,
man, with Joe Montana and the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
It was an amazing game, man. I loved it.
Hey, Roger, and we're joined by Roger Craig, former 49er running back. Before we get into the Niners too deep, I got to ask you, you're once again up for Hall of Fame induction in this class, and they're going to add 10 players through the Veterans Committee. I'm just gonna lay it right on the line. Do you think you're a Hall of Famer?
Oh my gosh, man! My first 5 years after I retired, I thought I would go in, right? And still not in yet. So it's like, what's going on here? I put up some numbers. I created history. You know, all the millennials are chasing my thousand and thousand. the only one guy did it was Marshall Faulk. And, you know, and now they got the millennials are chasing after it, you know, Gurley and the boys, you know. So, I should have went in a long time ago, but I'm not, you know, trying to be a crybaby or anything. I just, you know, start focusing on other things in life.
Right.
You know, I work for a software company. I've been with TIBCO for 20 years. And my thing is, it's not what you do on the football field, it's what you do off the field. And also, I host this rock and roll marathon for 14 years, and I host the Golden Heart Fun Run for a couple of years. You know, it's a race that we raise money, you know, for, you know, retired guys that are in dire straits in need of help, of finance. You know, help, you know, things like that. You know, just say if a widow of a former player can't pay
right.
for the funeral, you know, we have a fund that Golden Heart Fund that will pay for it. So, you know, we're doing some really positive things, starting with Eddie Bartlow creating all those things. And I love it.
49ers legend Roger Craig here on 95.7 again with Matt Steinman, Starter Guru Johnson, and Bonte Hill. And Roger, you're right about the Hall of Fame. Look, the second Terrell Davis got in, he had three phenomenal seasons in Denver, got a couple Super Bowl rings, and they got him in the Hall of Fame. When I think about Roger,
I just laugh, man.
I just laugh too, Roger. You're all decade team in the 80s. Not to kiss your butt, because you already know the numbers. Marshall Faulk came on these airways, said he looked up to you. So I think it's a crime that you're not in the Hall of Fame. I'm just flat out saying, Roger.
It's so funny that, you know, I did 1,000 as a fullback. I wasn't a running back. I was on the field 98% of the time when I did that. And led the whole league in receiving with 92 catches. You know, I mean, I had 92 catches that same year. I led the whole league in receiving. And then when they moved me to halfback, you know, I had 2,000 yards again, total yards. I had, you know, 1,500 yards rushing. I had about 600 yards receiving. I did 2,000 in two different positions and made the Pro Bowl at two different positions. So I don't know if that's good enough for the Hall of Fame, but the one thing that would kind of really irritates me a little bit is I made the all-decade team with Eric Dickerson and Walter Payton.
Exactly.
So why are they holding me back if I'm good enough to make all-decade, you know? Okay. So, you know, I just laugh. And when it happens, it happens. And I like what they're doing. I like what they're doing with this extra 10 guys going in.
Right.
You know, I think that's pretty cool that they're going to recognize players that deserve them to be in that Hall of Fame. I just hope they don't have 15 of us speaking at the same time. Because, I mean, you know, it'd be a long night, man. People would be pissed off about that. So they got to figure out some kind of way to, you know, to make it be smooth where, you know, maybe do a video or something and ask a couple questions and then go to the next guy, you know.
Roger, I picture you running right now, man, and you ran hard. You gave it your all. We had the great Marshall Faulk on our radio station, and he said he patterned his game after you. I was like, Roger was a bad boy. Who did you pattern your game after, Roger?
Walter Payton was my mentor, man. He sent me a workout, and I carry with me every day. Everywhere I go, when I go to work, You know, I got that little package that he sent me, showing me, you know, teach me, you know, what I need to do as far as how to train in the off season. You know, it's really cool, man. And you know, and I took that to the next level. I introduced the Hills to Jerry Rice and to even some basketball players. You know, Mitch Richmond. You know, Barry Bonds came out and ran with us. You know, I ran with a lot of guys. Barry Sanders came out, and his agent called me and asked me, you know, could I train Barry? I said, sure, come on out. You know, and he lived with Dr. Ting, Art Ting.
Sure.
And we ran the hill together. His brother came out too and trained with us. And the cool thing is we made the Pro Bowl the same year when he came out and trained with us. It was the coolest thing ever, man. Barry Sanders, running back. Okay.
Wow.
So I enjoy helping people. That's what I'm all about, giving back, man. You know, so, you know, like I said, you know, the Hall of Fame, they haven't really put me in early, you know, early on after I retired. But, you know, I've done so many other things to make me feel good inside, that I'm doing positive stuff to help community and help people. At the end of the day, it's not, like I said, it's not what you do on the field, it's what you do off the field. That's what, you know, life is all about, making an impact in people's lives and making the world a better place.
Roger, I'm going to throw you a little curveball before I let you go. And you mentioned TIBCO. Obviously, you work for that company, and the owner of that company is Vivek Ranadive, who owns the Sacramento Kings.
He used to be the owner. He sold the company.
Okay.
Now Robert Streetman is our CEO.
Gotcha.
But Vivek and I, he introduced, you know, TIBCO to me, and we helped build the culture here, and it's such a positive culture. And I can see that in the 49ers right now. They have a great culture going on with having Jimmy G, having Richard Sherman, you know, having, you know, Shanahan and Lynch, those kind of guys. They understand what it takes to go to that next level. You know, and so these young guys are feeling it. I love it. I can see it. I thought that was our team out there playing, you know, this past weekend, man. It was just so amazing, man, to see these guys play with so much energy and just, you know, they're on a mission, man. These guys are on a mission. I can see it and feel it. I love it.
Roger, thank you so much for joining. I was going to ask you if you think the Kings are going to make the playoffs this year, because I know you're tight with
Vivek. Yeah, they look good. The Kings look great, man. I mean, they got a lot of young guys on that team, but they're starving too. I mean, I can see it. You know, when they play, man. I mean, Vivek has done a great job of you know, creating a nice culture for this franchise. Even though it was kind of tough before he bought the team, rather. You know, but he changed the culture real quick. I mean, real fast.
You know what? Vivek's hungry too, Rod.
He's starving, man.
He's
not hungry. Hungry's different, man. You know, when you're hungry, you get three meals a day, bro. Three meals a day when you're hungry. When you're starving, you'll know when you get your meals.
Hey, Roger,
when you
real quick.
Get whatever you want in life.
Roger, real quick. When you watch the running backs in today's game,
for our legacy, baby. That's why we won 5 Super Bowls.
That's exactly right, Roger. Hey, real quick, Roger, when you look at the running backs of today's game, who do you look at as guys who are starving? Is Ezekiel Elliott one of those guys who's starving? Is it Le'Veon Bell? Is it Saquon Barkley? Or is it the guys the Niners have right now with Matt Breida and Raheem Mostert?
The boys, I saw the guys on the Niners team, I mean, this past weekend, they look like they were starving, man. I mean, they're running with
hungry. Business.
They're making moves, running over people, you know, doing whatever it takes. It felt like back in the 80s watching, you know, myself or Frank Gore even before, you know, after me, you know, I mean, you know, those kind of, that's how they were running, man. They're running with the purpose. They're running with the purpose like they have a job to do to get it done. And I love it.
Roger, thank you so much. We know you're a busy man. You got a meeting at 2. Thank you so much for making the time for us.
Thanks for getting me on, man, with you guys, man. I love you guys, man. I love the Niners, what they're doing, and I just hope we can just keep it rolling, baby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
Thanks so much.
Thanks,
Roger Craig, former 49er.
Wow, I felt like
running
he can still
back.
Run the thing. Caught out the millennials.
Man,
these millennials.
Oh,
down to break his 1,000.
He was... You know what's funny is we had that list of all the nominees, and it's one of those things where, yeah, you can go start looking up numbers, and you'll be surprised by some of the numbers, or maybe you didn't realize somebody did something. But I always just use the feeling, that first feeling you get.
When you hear the
Hall
name?
Hall of Famer? No. Hall of Famer? No. And for whatever reason, maybe because I saw Roger Craig, yes. I have him on the yes. He had a string of years where he was, I think, the best running back in football.
And he's got something that the millennials for sure have not achieved and may never get again, the 1,000-1,000, and that means something. But Bonte, guys like that, they hold on to that. He said the millennials are chasing him.
He should be a Hall of Famer. You know, another guy on that list that I was having a conversation about Friday night was Ricky Waters. Ricky Waters gets forgotten about because of that play in Philadelphia where he said, for who, for what, made a business decision and didn't go over the middle of the field. Ricky Waters' numbers and what he did, won a Super Bowl, he's got some Hall of Fame numbers too, man.
I wonder how he feels about it, like if he feels it's BS, because some people are saying, Roger may not be in because the NFC Championship fumble.
Do
you guys think that one play?
No,
that's I don't care what it is, man. It's the whole body of work. Not one play keeps him out. And Roger sounds like a guy that knows he should be in. And it's just hopefully this year will be the year.
Christian McCaffrey this year, I think, is going to go.
You think that?
You know, he had a bad week too.
I don't know about that though. The reason why?
He's probably the guy. Who else could do it now? In the league. Like, to me, he would be the number one guy.
Christian McCaffrey would be number one.
You don't think Zeke
Saquon
could do it?
Saquon Barkley's up there in that conversation.
He could.
Zeke, he'll maybe go 600 yards receiving and do most of his.
I was going to say Gurley, but now he's just.
Yeah, no, not Gurley.
Something's wrong.
Alvin Kamara's maybe another guy who could possibly go 1,000-1,000. But the reason why I don't think McCaffrey's going 1,000-1,000, because outside of Christian McCaffrey, who do the Panthers have that scares you on offense?
Not a thing.
I mean,
it ain't Cam, yeah, besides his hairdo.
No.
Let's go to Tony in Pacifica. He's got a different view of Roger Craig. All right, Tony, we hear both sides here. What's going on, man? Tony, it said Roger Craig, not a Hall of Famer. Orlando, he's in San Bruno. What's up, Orlando?
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to quickly chime in on the 49ers victory. It's a wonderful compliment on the coaching staff, putting the players in a position of high probability of being excellence. And I agree that the 49ers did play two games with so-so, but hey, that's what the deal is. Fantastic job on winning on the road. We'll see what happens with the Steelers. The backup quarterback for the Steelers, Rudolph, moved the ball, but it's looking good for the 49ers, and Drew Brees being out, I believe that opens the last spot on the playoffs for the 49ers.
You know what, Orlando? It's fun. That's what it is right now. It's fun. Don't you think?
Yes, for sure.
No, I just wanted to get you to confirm that. Thank you, Orlando. Really appreciate the call. And some good text coming in here. Our friend Robin, who calls in.
She gave us some love.
Hey, Roger Craig's picture modeling for Macy's in the Hanes underwear is definitely a Hall of Fame nomination. I do remember that.
I don't.
I don't remember that it was specifically for those companies. But do you remember that?
I was a teenager. Probably not.
Yeah, I kind of remember
maybe.
That.
Maybe,
yeah. I kind of remember that.
You guys got a couple years on me.
Yeah. All right.
Not that many, B. I'm playing. Happy birthday. I told him he's in the club.
Has he hit the, I don't want to say it out loud,
yeah,
but
no,
has he hit
no.
the.
Oh, no, Bonte.
Oh, no, 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 no.
You're not
no,
up
not
there
even
yet?
Close.
Oh, okay.
Not even close.
So
you
what?
I got plenty of time for that.
Yeah.
For
I was going to ask him, is that a new Niner hat?
It's definitely a new Niner.
Yeah,
SF hat.
That's a right
had
on
a
the
baseball
table.
Sticker. I had a baseball sticker on here. So
you know, I love
like
it.
An SF hat.
All right, when we come back, don't forget we got last call coming up at 1:45. We're going to take a few more of your phone calls. 888-957-9570. How good can the San Francisco 49ers team be? That'll be brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on Monster Monday.
That's right. It's a Monster Monday brought to you by Benjamin Moore Paints. Paint like no other. And coming up in 45 minutes, and that's 1:45 every Monday through Friday, that's when we turn the conversation over to you and take your hottest topic of the day. We take your hottest take on the hottest topic of the day. And the best one wins a Google Home Mini. We're doing that all of September.
For sure.
So 1:45, we're doing last call. And if you're the best caller, we will get to you a Google Home Mini. Let's get to Dr. Pigskin. Dr. Pigskin's in Novato. What's going on?
Good afternoon, guys.
How are you?
Good. BSG. What do you guys prefer, BGS or BSG?
Who's got the it doesn't matter? Yeah, we're like dime time to the deuce. How's that?
Okay. Now, listen, I was pumped Friday, and I'm even more pumped today. You know what was really exciting? A lot of teams are putting up big offensive numbers. So I think the teams that play D are going to separate themselves. And I get more excited about the defense every week. So they're developing this great pass rush in this rotation. And Sunday, you know, the guys who were really in the backfield a lot were the second group, Blair, Taylor, Sheldon Day, DJ Jones, as much as the first group. In fact, towards the end of the game, they had the sideline gal do one of those injury reports. And she said, D Ford, you know, this is blah, 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 he's hurt. I didn't even know he left the game. They were putting so much pressure on. I didn't even notice that. Maybe you guys noticed it. It didn't. The linebackers are so solid, and the corners, Witherspoon is playing better than he ever did.
Yeah.
The two safeties, Reed and Moore. So they have a really solid team, and their offense was just phenomenal. I mean, don't we all really believe that, you know, the coaches – miles ahead of most coaches on the play calling and his setups. I mean,
well, they were ahead of Cincinnati. That's for darn sure. Right? Did you win your? Dr. Pigskin's in our league, right?
Yep.
Did you win?
Yeah. But one last thing.
No. Did you win your fantasy?
Am I still there?
Did you win your fantasy this week?
No, I did not.
0-2.
1-1. Now.
1-1.
Me too. We're all.
Hey, what team are you, Steiny?
The control room.
We're the back room. Back room control room. I'm in with the back room, guys. Yeah, we're 1-1.
When do you play the Wall Street Hustlers,
right?
Dr. Pigskin? That's when you need to look out.
We won.
I got to look out every week.
Yeah, all right. Thanks.
I have a medium team.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Pigskin. Appreciate it.
Forgot he was in the
Not Dr. Hustle. That's Dr. Pigskin.
Dr. Pigskin.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Novato.
Yeah.
Let's keep going with a little fool's gold. And by the way, 888-957.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.